God led him and came to America. So God's hand is on our nation. And it was like, okay, God's not through with this. He is going to move. And we were listening to Billy Graham and Gloria this week, and they're talking about the Glorious Church. And that's one of the Billy Graham's fortes in teaching. She taught her for years and years, so she was going back, and she said the Lord had given Kenneth Hagin a word that when the end time move of the Spirit comes upon this nation, this last day move, that there would not be churches big enough to hold the people. There would be such a mighty move, so many people getting born again and finding the Lord. So all these things just really encouraged me from Friday night. We've been buzzing since Pastor Patrick shared that, and Steve shared it with the men, and we've talked about it, and it's exciting to think those prayers are still going forth, because when God spoke, let there be light, His words are still going forth at 187,000 miles per second, or whatever the speed of light is, because more galaxies are, the universe is expanding. There's more galaxies. The Milky Way, which is what we are in, is the smallest galaxy. His word is still going forth saying, let there be light, all these 6,000 years. So who are we to limit God, the God that's still creating the universe? And He hears us. That's so awesome. Us tiny little people, can you imagine what, from space, what we look like? Just tiny little ants. get up an airplane. You can't even see the little houses look like little specks. Yet God knows each one of us. He is so acquainted with each one of us on the entire planet. We can't even comprehend this. The millions of people, God knows everything about each one. Everything. From the time before they were born until the end of their life, He has every one of the hairs on their head numbered on for billions of people. Our minds can't even comprehend the greatness of God. So when we touch His heart in prayer, He responds. So we're going to see what Elijah did. He challenged the powers that be. So if you turn in your Bible to 1 Kings 16, I'll give you a little background before we get started. On how God used Elijah, and we'll see how He's just like us. We're all the same. We have the same emotions. We may do something really great one day, and you'll see He's in the pit afterwards, because it's God's anointing, and we're just frail beings that He uses. Frail but powerful in Him. Now, the setting of this is Ahab had become king in Israel, and he reigned for 22 years, and it says in verse 31, it came about as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. These are four other kings and leaders. That he married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went to serve Baal and worship him. So here Ahab forsakes God, forsakes the commandments, which we'll see in verse 33, marries Jezebel from another nation, and he adapts to her and starts worshiping her gods, Baal. We talked about that last night. Verse 33, Ahab also